Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
We took a call from a Bert Show listener. I think she said she was like 27, 28 years old. And her sex drive is just like out of the park compared to her husband. Like they're having sex once every 8 weeks or something like that, right?
Yeah, he's turning her down constantly. And they have, what, 2 or 3 kids, right?
How many emails did you guys get from guys saying, look, I'll help her out on, you know, on the DL, but I'll hook her up?
That's just you.
Send me her number.
Yeah, right.
I seriously got about half a dozen of them. I mean, like from people I knew. I got like 20 from people I didn't know.
So we talked to her for a little while, and then we tried to get some advice for her, but I kind of felt like unfulfilled, like there wasn't any real...
Well, there was a couple different things. I mean, people said, first of all, to leave him alone and stop badgering him about it,
right.
But she had kind of already tried that, right? And then, didn't she already try that?
Yeah, she didn't badger him, and then they've gone 2 months without sex.
Right, and then, what else did we say? Start getting maybe a little bit naughtier with him?
Raise your game a little bit,
yeah.
Try something new. One guy said... Just completely change everything. Your hair color, you
just
know, your personality. Yeah, everything.
Change your name. Make him call you Destiny.
So this is from CNN.com, and it's sexually incompatible troubled marriages. And it says, I'm going to paraphrase. I'm going to bounce around all throughout this article.
It's actually pretty interesting because this guy blames the institution of marriage basically more than anything else, right?
He says that, look, if you think you're going to have mind-blowing sex your entire relationship, you're crazy. You're living a dream. That you're just – it won't. Like I said, I'll bounce around from paragraph to paragraph. Sexually unfulfilling marriages aren't limited to new parents or aging baby boomers with hormone imbalances. They can ensnare even the relatively young and the relatively recently married. When they are unable to blame kids, stress, or physical issues, many couples struggle unhappily to identify and resolve the problems behind their lackluster sex life. Laura Berman is a sex therapist in Chicago and says, we put the blinders on when we're dating. We focus so much on the wedding that we don't notice the warning signs. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, like, you just sort of just assume that, guy, he's such a great guy. She's so great. Yeah, she's not that good in bed. You know what? But you know what? We'll get better. She'll get better, or he'll get better as the relationship grows. And it doesn't. And you've got everything else. And then you realize how big a deal a good sex life is. Other couples enter into relationships with so-so chemistry because they think they're in love and overlook key differences. Couples wondering where the sex went should be asking if it ever really was there. And here's the staggering statistic. Therapists generally define sexless marriages as having sex less than 10 times a year, and they estimate 1 in 5 couples, 20%, are in sexless marriages.
That's less than 10 times in 1 year.
So less than once a month.
Every
6 weeks or
yeah,
so?
Yeah, 5 or 6 weeks.
Klein notes that the expectation of eternally passionate sex may be setting people up to fail. People have the assumption that you can have long-term monogamous hot sex, he says. It's never been done on a large scale in the history of the world, which I just don't agree with.
Yeah.
I just don't. I've seen those old people on that HBO show. What was that show?
Not the real sex people, right?
No,
they're
no.
Sitting around in a corner at age 76 talking about Kama Sutra crap.
No.
God.
That's Jen's next retreat. But once again, let me read that, because if you're in like a long-term marriage, maybe you could say, yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, in everybody in any relationship, not every time is going to be, you know, a home run. But as far as a general rule goes, is what he's saying, is that the expectation of eternally passionate sex may be setting people up to fail. People have the assumption that you can have long-term, monogamous, hot sex, he says. It's never been done on a large scale in the history of the world.
I mean, maybe somebody can prove it wrong.
That is a bummer. That is true. This came in from a Burt Show listener yesterday that said that, you know what you didn't ask, is that there are some guys that just don't like sex.
Really?
That's what she said.
She's
married to one of them.
And who are these
well,
fellas?
We both know one.
Who are these strange creatures? You do?
Yeah.
Do I know them?
I don't know if Bert heard the second part.
I did.
Okay.
Good morning, Carol. You are on Q100. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
You know, I wanted just to say that I've been married for 18 years. I'm 38 years old, and my husband is 43, and he does not want it.
Ever?
Has he ever wanted it?
Well, yeah, in the very beginning, up until, like, we had children, and then after that, it was like, it's just nothing. I mean, it's when it's convenient for him, it's all about him, and it's never about me.
Do you think when you're not around, he is...
You know what? Absolutely. On porno sites on the computer. So, I mean, I don't know what physically I have done to make him not attracted to me, but he's not. Do I think that women will cheat because of that, because their man's not giving them what they need? Probably so. Have I cheated? No.
Yeah, I think the statistics show that when guys cheat, there's like this some physical need about it. They can justify it because it's just physical and they can separate. Whereas women have built up this this case in their mind for so long, and they finally give it into it, that in their own mind they say, well, he sort of forced me into it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it makes a woman feel very lonely to not be actually wanted by their husband.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for calling. That sucks.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's not going to be the only call like that, for sure. Hey, Cindy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. I was just going to say that my husband and I have been married for about 5 years now, and gone from a very passionate relationship to a non-existent one, and it's actually my fault. I have no drive whatsoever. You know, we have two children, and I just can't. I don't feel good about my body, and I just can't find the drive to do that. But there's other things that you can do for your husband. I mean, he would never cheat on me. That's, like, not an issue. But I feel terrible because, you know, I can't move past this. And I don't know if it's a hormonal thing but it makes me feel very incomplete. And then it causes a problem because my husband feels incomplete.
So you just don't want, you feel so poorly about your body. You just don't want him to see you naked. You're taking care of him, just not in, you know.
Well, it's not just that. I gained 100 pounds with each one of my kids. So I went from 120 pounds to, you know, 200 pounds, and now I've lost back down, and I'm about 150, but I still just, I hormonally, I mean, just, it's hard for me to have an orgasm. I just hormonally cannot find any kind of a passionate drive within myself, and it's not that he doesn't turn me on.
Mm-hmm. How often are you guys doing it?
It's probably been like 2 months.
Oh.
And I'm 27.
Are you on any sort of birth control?
No. I can't. I've had my tubes tied. I don't have, I haven't had very good luck as far as that department goes, and so I have a lot of problems. Mm-hmm.
Well, it may be something physically you should talk to your doctor about, too, you know?
Well, I have, and she said that it's very common for women who have babies back-to-back to have that hormonal imbalance. But my kids are now 1 and 3, and I'm still having it. And I just don't enjoy sex anymore. I can't have an orgasm. I don't enjoy it. I don't know what's wrong with me. And we went from having sex 7 times a day to not at all.
Yeah, I wonder you got 2 kids.
Yeah. It's not uncommon. I mean, the statistics are showing 20% of marriages in the country are like that. I want to talk to some of these dudes because I don't think if a guy doesn't like sex, the words have he has never uttered those words before.
We'll use the voice disguiser,
we'll
right?
Use the voice disguiser. No guy has ever said, I just don't like sex.
But the guy that you mentioned will say that.
Does he just not like sex with his partner, or he just does not like sex?
Does not like it.
If you're a guy, I want to hear the words come out of your mouth. I just don't like sex. 404-741-Q100. Hey, Craig, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. I've got a friend who doesn't like sex, and I'm friends with his wife as well. And we kind of get on behind his back, like, not get on, but we kind of get together behind his back and plan it out. So when he's on his way home from work, I'll call him and be like, all right, you know you're going to have sex with your wife when you get home, and kind of peer pressure him into it. And then I'll call her and tell her, okay, this is what he wants. He's all hoping that you're going to be looking like this, so get this together. And so, you know, so maybe that might work for some women.
So you're like the ambassador between the two of them.
Yeah. But he doesn't know what's going on.
So what's your first name?
Craig.
So Craig is the penis whisperer.
Oh, yeah.
He's the ambassador.
He's got an S and an S in it.
But yeah, I mean, some peer pressure would work, so if they could find a guy friend to help him out, you know.
But so his...
Did you volunteer for that? Did somebody ask
you?
Well,
I think this is weird, because, Bert, I want you to imagine this, because, like, you know, like, Dolva, that's one of your best friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to imagine having a conversation with him, telling him what you want Stacy wearing and doing to you when you get home.
Damn.
Then he gets off the phone with you and calls your wife and tells her how to dress and what to do.
Oy.
Yeah, and not my house.
Hey, Stacy, what's up? It's Dolvet. You still got that French maid get up? All right, this is going to sound weird. You have any mustard packets? And a cabbage patch doll?
Don't. Your mind is too twisted to start giving examples in this conversation.
Still no guy willing to say, I just don't like sex. Good morning, Casey. You're on
Q100.
Hey, Q100. Good morning, Casey.
Hey, Casey.
I don't think it's the fact that men don't have sex. I just think that a lot of men are just willing to cheat on their spouses because I've been actually dealing with a guy. He's been only married a year, and we cheated a few times. And I've known him since I was 17, so I basically knew him since before he was married. And we more than just have sex. We go to the movies, and we talk and have long conversations. We just hang out.
Haven't we had this talk on the air before that as a general rule we asked women? As a general – no, it was guys. As a general rule, if your woman keeps you satisfied sexually, but even in no other area –
like, you can't stand her.
You can't stand her!
Even just the sound of her voice bugs you.
But the sex is good. He will not stray.
I don't know.
We've asked it before, and most guys called up and said, yeah, that's true.
Really?
Yeah, I can get through all the other crap, but you got to keep sex alive.
You can be a royal pain in the butt.
Do you think that's a true statement?
No, because I think it's kind of a body thing. Like, when I saw that he was married and I saw her, I'm like, wow, you went from this to that, you know? And I think just because she doesn't pry in his life, I think that's what it is. I was the person who pried in his life, so our relationship ended, and then he married her. So.
Oh, so you tried to force him to be more emotional and express his feelings, and he ran from that?
Yes.
And to her, and now he's back.
Yeah, but he used to cheat on her when they used to date in college, so...
Now, would you ever get together with him if he left her?
No, not really, because I think that's kind of a hereditary thing. He's a product of cheating people, so I think it just follows. I think people like that, they don't get out of that world, and if that was the case, I guess I would be married.
Boy, I'll tell you what, man, if you've been around that your whole life, it is tough to shake. Those demons are definitely passed from one person to the other. Todd is willing to say it. Hey, Todd.
Hey.
That's not your real name, is it?
No.
Oh, hell no.
You'd be on the voice disguiser even if you didn't ask for it.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, I fully do not enjoy sex very much. And I don't know why.
You never have enjoyed sex?
No, and I actually just didn't. I didn't lose my virginity show just recently either.
How old are you?
22.
Have you ever, like, looked into, like, a hormonal reason or something?
I've actually had more hormones tested when I was younger, but like the test came back normal back when I was younger. I was around 16.
Why were you tested at 16 for hormones?
I was actually shorter, a lot shorter. They were afraid I wasn't going to grow. I was going to be a midget. I grew, but I didn't grow fully to what they said I was going to grow. But they tested all my hormones for that.
Can't okay. laugh at that out loud.
Huh?
Jeff. I'm just talking to Jeff.
Well, and do you think that it could be because you don't have a lot of sexual experience that maybe you would like it more if you had it more?
Had it more. I thought about that, but I don't know, really. So, but I usually do have sex with my partners just to please them because I feel bad if I don't kind of thing.
Are you gay?
Yes, I am.
Okay. If there's one guy just sort of on the fence about gay. I mean gay about sex. You're definitely not on the fence about gay. You're definitely on one side. It's the sex.
All
right, thank you for calling.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay, you have to clarify. Is there any straight man willing to call up and say that they don't enjoy sex?
Why would that be any different?
Because I think that physically it's different.
Why?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the pieces, parts are different.
Yeah, but
still, a drive is a drive, and you're attracted to what you're attracted to.
Isn't that, I don't know if it's an urban legend or myth or whatever, but isn't the perception that gay dudes have a more active sex life?
That's the perception for sure.
So I would think it's more shocking if a gay guy.
But he said he was only doing it to please his partners. I don't know. We can't talk about the specifics of what I need to explain to explain my point, but I'll tell you off the air.
That'll make great radio.
I mean, I just can't say it. But I mean, I think that if you think about it long enough, you know what I'm trying to say. Like the
I don't really. I swear to you, I don't. Because to me, like you're looking at that as a heterosexual person. Yeah.
If he's receiving,
yeah,
then maybe there's a reason why he doesn't enjoy it.
Gotcha.
Oh, because
I got it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
What is that hand signal?
Boy.
Wow. Look at this. That's sign language.
I don't know what you get out of this, but maybe
sexual
we can.
Sexual charades with Jen Hobby. She'll do the hand signal. We'll put the picture online.
It's like whose line is it anyway?
Right.
The Burt Show.
Carolyn, good morning. You're back on Q100, and you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey.
Hold on one sec. Hold on. Voice disguiser's not on.
Who touches this?
It always happens on our first day
what
back.
What non-Burt Show hands touch the voice disguiser?
Seriously, why are you pushing buttons, you idiots?
You know, there is actually a radio station on after 10 o'clock.
There's no reason to touch this. There's no reason. No reason anybody should touch this. Do you want to go? I will go into the lobby. I will kick your ass.
We're on the same team, dude. I'm your friend.
Hold Inhale. On. Exhale.
Seriously.
Hold on one sec.
Like, why are you touching this, you idiots?
See, Jenny.
Try it now.
Angry.
Are you back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I think now it's on.
Can you just count to five?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, it's on.
It's okay,
on.
Cool. All right, Carolyn, so the last time we talked to you, you were going to approach the girlfriend at Georgia State and just go, hey, I'm Carolyn, how you doing? I've been seeing your roommate now for, whatever, a couple of months.
I had spring break last week, so I didn't get to meet her, but I did run into some other people that confronted me that, yeah, you're right, I am the other woman.
They heard you on the radio?
I was the other woman.
They heard you on the radio or something?
No, they just knew about us, about both of us.
They knew about you.
You got me all confused. So if they knew the whole triangle that was going on and they're your friends, then why didn't they tell you before that this guy was jacking around on you?
She wasn't a friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the girl who came up and told you was a friend of his girlfriend's?
Not exactly, but she was an ex of his and met the roommate. So she kind of knows that whole situation.
And she also knows you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sounds strange. Yeah. So after you found out that you were the other woman, did you approach your boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're done.
Yeah. I bet that was a pretty short conversation.
It pretty short. Mm. He doesn't have any excuses to, you know, cover it up.
How long were y'all going out?
6 or 7 months.
Man, how can you go that long?
Juggling
like that. And, yeah, he must have been working. That dude was working hard. When did you first have some suspicions that, okay, this isn't right?
Do what?
When did you think it was, when did you, well, she it was on the phone with us. She had no idea, remember, until she was on the phone with us.
You don't sound too broken up about it, though.
I'm a lot better now.
How long have you had to process it?
Probably about 4 days.
Is it one of those things where it's almost like that movie, The Sixth Sense? Like, once you find out the information, then you start looking back through the movie, then it all makes sense all of a sudden?
A second.
I'm tired of all the excuses.
Yeah.
And everything that he says now, it's just, I just don't want to hear it anymore.
Yeah. Now, are he and his girlfriend still together? Do you know?
They still live together.
Really?
So he's living with this girl.
Do you know if she knows? Like, have you thought about telling her or anything?
I've thought about it. I go back to school tomorrow, so we'll see.
Little revenge.
I didn't bother.
Did you see, it's probably not up yet, but I sent Tracy a video yesterday of a woman that just found out that she got cheated on, and I think it's in New York City. And she had one of these moments of just absolute, she stepped into crazy. She took all of her boyfriend's stuff that must have been over at her house where they lived together. And I'm talking about golf clubs, HGTVs, all of his clothes, all sorts of stuff, and pulls up outside of a New York City restaurant and opens up the truck doors and starts giving his stuff away. She's screaming and yelling and throwing all of his stuff on the floor while people are collecting these TVs and golf clubs and money and stuff. Like, you may, that kind of moment may be ahead of you.
Are you sure that's not an actor? That sounds like a New York City, like some sort of acting group putting something up on YouTube.
It could be. We're going to have the video up. It could be up already at allthehitsq100.com. But that kind of psycho, stepping into psycho, that kind of anger could be in you. Like, the first time you see that woman, even though she's probably an innocent party in this whole thing also.
And she may not know.
She may not know. You know? Who knows what you'll do?
I do miss him a lot.
Oh, no.
I wish it never happened. But, I mean, things happen. I have to deal with it.
You're not going to go back with this guy?
No.
Okay.
What if he says, I'm breaking up with my girlfriend. I'm moving out. I've realized you're the one I'm supposed to be with.
You can answer that, Jen.
Are you going to get back together with him? If he said, you're the one, I realize you're the one.
Why are you giving her any hope?
Well, I'm just asking, hypothetically.
He's already started saying that.
Uh-huh.
So, it would be a while to even think about it again.
I don't know what a 30-year-old dude's date an 18-year-old for anyway. I got to be honest with you.
She's hot.
I can tell you why.
Yeah, right. Okay. I don't know that there's anything else we need to go over, really.
Well, we need to find out if you actually approach the girl on campus, or if you guys get back together, will you let us know?
I'll let you know. Yeah.
Hold on. Bubba. Bubba's got advice for you.
Okay.
Take the advice from the ex-girlfriend.
What do you mean?
What?
Well, you remember a while back when you had the 18-year-old that stole the boyfriend away, and the girl was trying to get rid of the 18-year-old, she should be telling her this just to get her out of the picture so she can get her boyfriend back.
It wasn't that, but it, yeah, he's. It wasn't the ex-girlfriend. It wasn't the current girlfriend who told her that.
No, I know, but I'm saying she was trying to find a way to get the 18-year-old out of the picture.
Yeah, but it wasn't the girlfriend.
Yeah, it wasn't the girlfriend who told him that.
That doesn't make any sense.
It was just a mutual friend of all of them that spilled the beans, right?
Carolyn, we'll have to follow up with you just to find out how this whole thing went down. But we saw the writing on the wall. And you probably knew also, like in your heart, you also knew.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, I have a feeling they're going to get back together.
Totally.
You think you'll get back together with this dude?
Probably not.
Probably? This dude has been living with another woman for 7 months while you were going out with him, and the best you can do is probably?
No.
No. We are forgiving.
Oh, hell
gender.
No. Hell no.
We're forgiving people, women.
See, this is the reason right here. Guys hear this and they're like, we could take advantage of women as much as we want. I mean, what else does he have to do?
It's almost not even considered taking advantage of. It's just...
Yeah, you guys will put up with it.
Right.
Melinda, good morning. You're on Q100. Hey.
Hi.
What's up?
Now, I've been in her situation and it lasted for a year.
A year? How do you not know for a year?
I was stupid, naive, in love, and just blonde.
And then once you found out you were the other woman, what'd you do?
Oh, I went down. Well, she called me. Apparently, she had found the phone numbers on his cell phone bill and called me and asked me who it was. And I told her my name, and I was like, who is this? And she told me who she was. I'm like, she says, are you seeing him? I said, yes. And she says, for how long? I said, for the past year. She says, well, I've been living with him for 7 years.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, okay. And about that time, he beeps in. He was on his way over. This was New Year's last year, New Year's night, just before 12 o'clock. And so I asked him who she was. I was like, who is Michelle? He goes, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, don't play that with me. I know what's going on. So he goes, let me call you back. That was dead giveaway. Dead giveaway because he had to hurry up and go home or call her or something. So me and her keep talking, and so I talked to her a little bit. Then I end up going down to the club where some friends were for New Year's, end up getting drunk and because I'm mad. Then I call him, tell him he needs to meet with me. We need to talk. We need to find out what's going on. And he shows up. I beat the crap out of him in the parking lot.
Oh,
almost
no.
Go to jail.
No.
Yes.
You did go to jail or you almost went to jail?
Almost went to jail. Oh, I had some friends backing me up, and he didn't press charges or anything because he knew what he had coming. He deserved it.
God, when, as a guy, when you show up to the office and you got black eyes and stuff, people right. ask you what happened.
He was,
you're going to have to make something up.
He was 6'4", like 300-something pounds.
Dang.
Yeah.
You have to make up a real good story because you can't say my girlfriend beat me up.
And that's some anger.
That's serious anger. You can understand it. Totally justifiable. Hey, Richard, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Yeah, quick comment about that 18-year-old you just had on with
it's
a 30-year-old date.
Country Richard.
Hey,
what's
man,
up,
Country
man?
Richard.
What's up?
Not much, but back to that girl, man. That woman ought to be clobbered with a jackhammer. I can't stand people like this taking advantage of 30-year-old men that are 10 to 20 years older than she is. She obviously wanted something out of him, and that's why she continued to pursue this whole thing, even though, you know, she knew that something was going on with the so-called roommate.
So you say that she was taking advantage of him? Not the other way around.
I mean, sure,
seriously.
The guy was, you know, being a player, you know, he ought to have his lights turned off for that. But it's been a pattern I've been noticing. You know, these little college, high school to college age, you know, girls.
Which you are. Like, how old are you?
21.
Okay. Richard always thought, we've had Richard on before. He talks like he's 62 years
old,
but he's 21.
It's important to point out his age.
Right. Go ahead, Richard.
Because he doesn't sound it at all.
Right.
Yeah, well, anyway, that's all I got to say about that one. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, Richard. Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye. All right, Carolyn, let's follow up with you in a couple of weeks. Do not go back with this guy. What are you thinking now?
Okay.
All right, come on.
But he says she's the one. He's realized.
No, he hasn't. This, here is where the seeds of self-respect start right now, okay? Do not go back with this guy.
Okay.
You're not going to listen to us. Talk to you later.
Let Bert be your relationship sensei.
Well, you're not going to listen to us? They never listen to us.
Javi went to yoga camp, and she meditated, and she knows.
She's got clarity that none of us can understand right now.
The Bert Show.
Hey, look, if you're having a problem in your relationship right now, maybe the advice that you've been getting is bad because you've been asking other adults.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And they're just they're jaded. They're
jaded
because by their own bad experience in relationships, and they're not giving you proper advice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got Alec on the phone here. He's 8 years old, and you can call and you can ask him any problem that you're having. Ask him for some advice. He will keep it real with you.
That's right.
404-741-Q100. why is Alex such an expert on this? Because he had a best-selling book. And it wasn't on the New York best-selling list, but it did sell the most copies at the Soaring Hawk Middle School Book Fair.
And what I think is really cool is it's been reviewed by his classmates. So it's like a real book and real bestseller because it's got reviews, too.
Here are some of the reviews. Stephen Falvey calls it fun and engaging.
Oh, no.
That was Alec.
Do you need a hug, Bert, like right now?
I'm not going to lie. I'm getting a little irritated.
Is it the hug that's nurturing or the hug that's going to keep me from getting you to punch the phone?
Trying to keep... Give me something. Give me some kind of chant here.
Yeah.
To make
me, hobby.
Hobby. I'm calling on you right now. Keep me balanced.
Repeat after me.
Okay.
Om.
Om.
Namah.
Namah.
Shivaya.
Shivaya.
That's the mantra that a lot of the yogis repeat over and over again. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Okay?
Which means... These people are suckers. These people are suckers. That's what all the yogi
that's
people
just,
are chanting.
That's just Jeff's negative energy. Don't let it pervade you.
Here is 8-year-old Alex. He has a 7-chapter book called How to Talk to Girls, and they love it at Soaring Hawk. What's going on, Alec?
Nothing really.
How are things going with you today?
Well, there hasn't been really anything today.
Okay. But, I mean, you're a celebrity now, so... I mean, how does it feel to be a celebrity?
Really, really cool.
I bet. Now, have you found that since your book came out, How to Talk to Girls, that more girls are actually talking to you?
Yes, but I don't really want to pick a girl right now, and I have a bad choice with girls. If I pick one and then, like, she starts hitting on to me and then it gets all crazy and everything, so...
Are there a couple of girls that are kind of like talking to you, and are any of them forcing you to make a decision on the two of them?
Well, they are fighting over who I would like best.
Oh. Have you told them which one you like best, though?
Well, I just overheard them talking about it.
Okay.
Well, I think this is a good place to get some advice from you. Like, if there is a guy listening right now, even an adult guy, and there are two women that are pressuring him into a relationship, saying, look, you need to date me, not the other girl. What can he learn from your experience? How do you handle that?
You should, usually, unless you like one girl, just, like, get rid of both of them. So it doesn't turn into a big fight.
Okay. All right, start fresh.
All right, so rather than create...
say, okay, No, I'm just going to go now.
Okay. I have a question.
Just get rid of both of them unless you like one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd like to get your advice on something. If a girl likes a boy, but the boy is just ignoring her, what should she do to get his attention?
That's kind of like a girl fact.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Like, if a boy's ignoring a girl, but a girl wants to get him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a girl fact. So you'll need to ask girls about that.
Oh, so you don't deal.
But if you flip it over when a girl is ignoring a boy, then that is probably what you have to do is just get her attention, like, be really cool. And, like, do something really, really good at school or get straight A's on your report card.
And then you have to tell her about the straight A's too, right?
Do all sorts of things and just do something really, really cool or do something great. Then that'll at least get her attention.
And so what I'm hearing you say here is that you have to sort of set yourself apart from the rest of the pack, make yourself special and make her know that you're special?
What do you mean?
I think I was just reiterating what you were saying.
Reiterating.
Try to make her get her to get your attention.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
Donovan here has a question for you. Hey, Donovan, you're on Q100.
Morning, Alex. How you doing, buddy?
Great.
I tend to have... issues making commitment with girls, apparently. Can't take it to the next level.
So all these girls are asking you, look, just be with me, be with, be with, be with, and you're too scared?
You know, I've had the serious ones before. You get your heart broken all the time, so, and I enjoy just being single and having fun. So, you know, I get torn. I usually have a 3-month rule.
Just out of curiosity, Donovan, how old are you?
I am 26 years old.
All right, okay. This kid's, you're 3 times this kid's age.
And he's probably going to give some, like, wise sage advice. All right, Alex, so what do you do for the guys that are scared to, like, hang out with girls for a long period of time? What kind of advice can you give to Donovan?
You kind of have to get used to it.
Get used to hanging out with the girls?
Well, yeah, you have to get used to it. If you're too scared, then do something else. You know, like, or get their phone number and start their relationship. If you can't hang out with the girl just yet, try to at least talk to her without, like, going out and start hanging out, you know?
Buddy.
I think that's actually a really good idea, because he's saying if you talk to the woman instead of hanging out with her in person, maybe you could develop something further. I think it's great advice.
Hey, Alec, what do you do when a girl ditches you? Like, I mean, let's say there's a guy listening right now and he's all broken up because he was really liking a girl, and she said, look, I don't want anything to do with you.
Life is hard. Move on.
Just move on.
Yeah.
You guys got to get over it.
Life is hard. Move
because
on.
If you let it sink in, it'll make you even more sad.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
So the first day that you can just get over it and move on?
You should. Yep.
If you don't get over it, it'll make you too sad. And most boys, if they can't get over it, they go crazy.
Yeah.
I was going to take Julie's call, but it's kind of a serious one. Even though she's having problems with her son at 7 years old, and he's thinking about kissing girls all the time. All the time.
So how do you get him off of it?
Well, it's his mom is a little bit, like, upset about it. Hold on, let's get her on.
Do you think Alex 7 is too young to be focused on girls and kissing?
Well, her son is 7.
Yeah,
that's what I think she's
really,
worried about.
Really young. There's 2 types of kisses. Mm-hmm. One is a quick cheek kiss. Mm-hmm. That's just like when you give them a quick kiss on the cheek. Right. That's for about, like, this is just my advice. Mm-hmm. Anyone can do it whenever they want. Mm-hmm. It's just like, this is where probably the best times are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The starting of middle school, I think you can start, like, quick cheek kisses.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, lip kisses, you know, like those long lip kisses in mm-hmm. weddings, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are probably going to be in, like, the middle of high school.
Okay.
The wedding kisses happen starting in the middle of high school. Just out of curious, Alec, what age do you think people should get married?
Married, maybe, like, 25.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad answer.
And what's a good amount of time to be engaged?
I don't really know. Maybe about, like, 23, maybe.
Get engaged at 23 and get married at 25.
Well, okay. Engaged and married, it's kind of your choice. Mm-hmm. Because, like, depending on the marriage, it depends on how good you are. Like, let's say you're doing really, really good with this girl, mm-hmm. and, like, you're planning to get engaged. Then make sure you don't have to wait a really, really long time to get married.
Okay.
Like, maybe a year or so.
All right.
Just a year in between. I like that. Yeah.
How long does it generally take for a girl to like you?
Around Soaring Hawk, maybe about a week and a half.
Okay.
If it's like a pretty girl, that can last up to like 3 weeks or something.
Okay.
So it takes the prettier girls longer to fall in like.
Yes, but actually 98% of pretty girls ditch boys, so... Really, pretty girls are very, very hard to get.
Wait, let's go over that statistic one more time now.
What was your sample size?
Yeah. What was that statistic there, Alec?
Pretty girls are very, very hard to get because most have cold hearts against boys because they think they're all obnoxious and everything like that. And pretty girls, almost all girls are pretty. So, but all girls are pretty, but... when we talk about pretty girls, mm-hmm. that's like when they walk into school with those huge fancy high heel shoes, with the huge earring, earrings with, like, makeup all over.
Mm-hmm. Those ones are the ones that are going to dump you?
Mostly.
Yeah.
It is super hard.
Hey.
Also, we like to call pretty girls high-maintenance girls.
So I love this guy.
You're sort of saying stay away from the high-maintenance girl because she's just a little bit more difficult?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Hey, Alec, let me ask you a question.
But unless you really, 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 really like them, mm-hmm. don't really try because, you know, like, you'll end up in a spot of trouble. And you know what pretty girls do? Is if you just get dumped on the playground, because some dumpings can just, like, say, okay, I'm sorry, but I don't really think we're built for each other. And then, like, they break apart. Like, they kind of go slowly apart.
Mm-hmm.
Other times, the ball is just burst, blasted open. That's like, okay, fine! And, well, yeah, it can end up really dumped, and you mostly don't want that, because mm-hmm. then everyone's going to start looking at you, and it's going to be crazy.
Right. So the pretty girls break up with you in a harsh way. And the,
yes, and then all the, like, regular girls and other pretty girls will think, oh, she's so pretty, and he was said something mean to her, and then, yeah, so that sometimes happens. So you don't really want to have a big crack. You just want to fall open because that's nice and quiet. When it just cracks, that can be really, really loud.
Right.
Okay. Can I ask you?
Along?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question about somebody on the show, Alec?
What do you mean, somebody on the show?
Well, Bert on our show every year, his wife, who I think I should add, is much prettier than him. Like, I think Bert probably spends most of his life worried that he's going to be broken up with because he married far above himself. So she allows him every year to go away for 1 week all by himself, and she stays home and takes care of the house and takes care of the kids, and she takes care of everything. And Bert just got back from that trip and needs to do something really nice for his wife to show his appreciation for her being so kind. What do you think? What do you think a good thing for him to do would be?
Mostly pretty girls. Like, well, now they're in the marriage stage. So most pretty girls, like you know, Ellen. She's all funny, mm-hmm. and like flowers would be a little boring for her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, so, but like pretty girls. Like it sounds like Bert's wife. Would probably like flowers. Like a beautiful bouquet of flowers.
Okay.
That's great advice.
How much?
Things like Ellen, like some are, like Ellen might even let, like things like, you know, toys.
Mm-hmm. How much should
yes,
Bert
do? Would.
No doubt.
You're right, Alex. Yes, she's funny and that would make her laugh.
I got her a present and guess what it turned out to be?
What?
Chicken chucker.
What's
a chicken chucker?
A chicken chucker.
What is that?
I've seen it. Like, it's like a little...
It's a little thing that can chuck plastic chickens.
Did she like that?
Huh.
Well, we didn't actually know much. She might love it. We hope.
Yeah, he was on the Ellen show with Ellen. They hung out for a while.
How much do you think Bert should spend on the flowers for his pretty wife?
Like, not that much. Just, like, try to get her a pretty one. Not, like, so pretty and, like, oh, she's the only thing I must get her this one. And don't get her really expensive ones, but usually, like, a big one.
A big one.
Big
one big flower.
So give her a big one, Bert.
Not too expensive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just, like, a little thank you gift, you know?
Yeah.
Alec,
I think you should get her a chicken chucker. I think you should pick up on the way home today and go, Stacey, thank you.
Can people still buy your book if they want? Like, can they go online to buy it?
Can you go online to buy it? Yes.
You can.
Also, you can send a letter to the school, Soaring Hawk Elementary, and they send you back a book. You can get it, well, hard-covered and soft covers are just coming out, and just the school version is $3.
Mm-hmm. $3, that's nothing.
If
for
we,
this kind of advice, that's
if,
nothing.
If we call up and order one today, will you autograph it for us?
Sure.
All right.
Well, if you buy a school book, they're already autographed.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. Awesome. It's already done.
All right.
Alec, thank you very much for your time, and good luck with your bestseller, okay? How to Talk to Girls.
Well, it's not a bestseller.
Well, it was at the Soaring Hawk book fair, from what I understand.
Yeah, tell me somebody at Soaring Hawk who sold more books than you. Can you? No.
No,
well,
sir.
There you go.
No, sir. Thank you, Alec.
We'll have our we'll have our people call your people.
Right. He was on Ellen. He was so cute. Here he was with Ellen.
What if you were the smartest kid in class? Girls would be prowling at your feet. Pick one and skip along. What does that mean?
Well, kind of that means like you're a magnet and girls are the metal. So like you're just attracting girls, and then just pick one, because if you try to take all of them, then it goes crazy.
The Burt Show. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.